7.
Free Talk Live, this is your show. It's the Saturday night edition. That means we're here for an extra hour. We start an hour early at 7 o'clock Eastern Time.
All right.
And we go all the way until 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. So plenty of time for you to get your calls in about whatever you want. That's the point behind Free Talk Live.
Pretty much. Yeah, that more or less sums it up. Just call in about whatever's on your mind. Doesn't have to be what we're talking about. Just anything.
Maybe it's a political issue that you want to get off your chest, some sort of rant, an agenda that you want to push. Maybe you've got a personal problem you want to talk about.
Exactly. Maybe you want to ask us which brand of corn oil is our favorite. That's fine. You can do that, too.
Yeah, possibly. 800.
I'm not saying it would make interesting radio, but you can call.
I don't have much of an answer for it, either, because I don't cook. Do you? Are you?
I do cook. Yeah. I have to cook. Otherwise, I would waste away to nothing.
Well, I mean, you could always do microwave meals. I mean, you don't really have to. So.
I know, but cooking is an enjoyable thing for me. That's good. Like it. It's fun.
I like it, too, when I have the time, which I don't. 800-259-9231. That's why I have a fiance. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, so we're going to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. And, of course, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and also at freetalklive.com, we've got all kinds of good stuff, including live streaming. So if you are out there on the internet, whether you are a dial-up user or a broadband user, you can listen to the show absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and different flavors of streams, broadband, narrowband, medium band.
No cost.
No cost.
You.
No cost at all.
Be sure you check it out.
That's right. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free at 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or visit their website at freestateproject.org.
Now, today, I'm lucky, I'm surprised that my voice isn't as good of condition as it is.
Were you screaming today?
Because it is a little bit, I'm a little on the rough side tonight, I guess you could say. And that's because I was out at the Tampa Bay Area Pride Fest today.
Pride Fest?
Pride Fest. And it's pride in regards to gay and lesbian pride kind of fest.
Oh, okay, I see.
Right.
That's cool. I did that with you a couple years ago.
Yes, you did.
It's a fun time, I'll tell you that right now.
It was so good. I mean, the Pride Fest is such a good time. It is amazing. You know, even if you have, if you've never gone to a gay and lesbian event, and you're not a total homophobe,
right? And not just, oh, they're gonna infect me with gay.
You'll have a blast. I mean, if you're not a homophobe and not totally freaked out by people who enjoy the company of the same sex,
right?
You will be amazed at the kind of stuff that you would see at one of these things.
There's so many people just having just the greatest time ever.
Right.
Just out in this dirt parking lot, too. That's the best part. It's just the fairgrounds here, the local fairgrounds where they hold the event. And so there are just tents and booths set up, and there are just thousands of people walking around this place.
Yeah, I would say.
It's amazing.
By the way, it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Torgo, yes. Torgo is the new co-host on Free Talk Live.
Ah, new name, same co-host.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, we did this a couple years ago, and it was you and I, and we just had a blast just interacting. Now, the point of what we're doing is we're kind of bringing the pro-freedom, pro-liberty message to people on a one-by-one basis. We do it every night on Free Talk Live, six nights a week on the radio, but this is a personal sort of a thing where we actually will give out a little quiz called the World's Smallest Political Quiz.
It's kind of like what we were talking about that we did on Tax Day out at the post office.
Yes, we did it Tax Day. We did a marijuana outreach recently as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great event. You can do it at a gun show, too. So any general attendance event, it's a lot of fun to do this. So we were there working with the Libertarian Party. It was myself, actually Johnson, our Monday night co-host, was there with me today.
I knew Johnson was out there today. I wanted to be able to come out, but I had to go to work.
It was his first time. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah.
We popped his Pride Fest cherry.
All right.
Not only was it his first time at Pride Fest, but it was also his first time doing a Operation Politically Homeless outreach.
Oh, really? That was his first time doing any kind of a libertarian outreach?
He'd never
as far as the quiz type outreach.
He'd never scored one of the quizzes before today. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he really did a great job, and we got an opportunity to put the libertarian pro-freedom message in front of, literally, I would say, we probably, in 6 hours' time, we must have gone through a couple hundred people.
That's which, great.
It was packed. That we had anywhere from 2 to 4 people in front of the table at most times. Just getting this message out there, and it's so important. And also, it's really important to get it in front of this group because, believe it or not, there's a lot of libertarians within the gay and lesbian community.
Tons.
You would think a lot of them be on the left side, the liberal side, if you will.
No, not really. I could see most of them being on the libertarian side.
I have to say that according to the results, I'd say probably about 50% today. Last year was about 40% was a libertarian. This year I'd say about 50% was, and the remaining 50% was sort of spread through. Most of them were liberals, but there was also a lot of centrists, and there was a one or two statists and one conservative the entire time.
Just one conservative?
Just one.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and I think it's just really important because the Libertarian Party is and the Libertarian movement, the pro-freedom movement, is really the only one that that gay and lesbians should be behind, as far as we're the only ones that want to free you from this government control that all these other people want to put on you. You know, when it comes to that, the big issue, of course, right now for gays and lesbians, I think, in the public, the government arena is, of course, gay marriage. And they want to have gay marriage, and who can blame them? I mean, it's important for them.
Well, they want to have marriage. I mean, we need to not make that. That's my problem, is people make that delineation between marriage and gay marriage.
Thank you. They want to have marriage, and they're gay.
Right.
And there are the religious zealots that just, they don't want to see this happen any time in their lifetime. And they are fighting it against it tooth and nail. The reason why I still is a little blurry to me as far as why people are so opposed to this. I know they say a marriage is supposed to be between a man and a woman. Well, that's your definition.
Right.
Why is your definition better than anybody else's definition?
Okay, ma'am, if that's what marriage is supposed to be for you, then don't marry a woman.
Right.
I mean, that's fine, but don't stop this person over here from being with who it is they want to be with. It's none of your business at all.
How does it affect you? How could it possibly, how could two guys or two women getting married, how could it possibly affect the religious nutcases that are really into this issue? How?
I actually offended someone the other day. I had this discussion with someone at my office, and she came to me with, she's a conservative Christian, and she came to me with the whole, oh, but it's against God, and it's, you know, only a man and a woman should be married, and a man and a man, and, you know, the whole Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, that, you know, crap.
Oh, boy.
And I said, look.
Did she actually deliver that line?
No, but that type of thing. And I've had people actually deliver that line to me before, and it's like, oh, stop it. Just think for yourself for a moment. But I asked her, I said, how is it any of your business what these people do? Who these people sleep with? Is it any of my business what kind of sex you and your husband have? I mean, seriously, if you expect them, if you expect to be able to be privy to all of the information that goes on in their sex life so you can judge them, tell me, how do you like it? How do you like it at home? Tell me, what does your husband do that really gets you going? I mean, do you take it here? Do you do that? And she's just like, oh, I'm going to stop talking to you now. I got very, very graphic and awful with this woman.
And so she had nothing to say to you?
Yeah. She got offended and walked back to her office.
Mm.
And I know that my boss won't do anything to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he was proud of me.
Oh. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. It's that attitude, this sort of, we know it needs, marriage needs to be the way we say it needs to be because, well, that's the way we say it needs to be. I mean, that's the only real rationale there. This old book says that marriage is supposed to be blah, 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 blah. That's it.
Jesus is not a reason for something. Why does it have to be like that? Because God.
By the way, we're not talking about, on this show, we want to get rid of state marriage. We'll come back on a little bit more of that. And also, just other, you know, if you get a comment on homosexuality, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231 is Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, you take control of the show. 800-259-9231. This is the Saturday night edition. We do it six nights a week, by the way, Monday through Friday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time in the evening, and, of course, the live Saturday show, which you're listening to right now, from 7 until 10. So join us for every single moment. It's Ian here, by the way.
And Torgo.
And today was a big day for me for outreach, because, as you may or may not know, if you've listened to the show before, I'm a bit of a libertarian activist.
A little bit.
Yeah, I've been doing it for about 5 or 6 years now, just getting out there, getting in front of people, bringing the pro-freedom message to people on a person-to-person basis, and that's what we were doing today out at the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest here in the Tampa Bay area, which I've been to now. This is my third year in a row.
Oh, and that's right. It is. Because it was 2 years ago that I came out there to do that with you.
That is correct.
Wow.
And every single year, it's a blast. Unfortunately, this year, you weren't there last year, right?
No, I was not.
Last year, we had a booth that was right nearby the stage.
Oh, that had to have been great.
Yeah. it was distracting and a lot of fun, very entertaining. But at this at the Pride Fest, they have this stage set up, and they have all kinds of entertainment showing on the stage, and the entertainment usually consists of cross-dressers.
Basically. Sure,
like,
sure.
Guys that are dressed up like girls and vice versa. And a lot of them are dressing as the artists. They're performing musical acts, and they dress as the artists that they are performing as. So
was that RuPaul guy there again this year?
I didn't spot him.
Oh.
But again, we were kind of in the corner of the auditorium this time, and so I.
Oh, you were in the building this year.
We were in the building last year and this year, so it was nice. We were air conditioned.
Okay.
And we were not in visible range of the stage this time out, so I don't know who all performed. I went and looked at a couple of performances. Christina Aguilera was there.
Ooh.
There was a couple other people there that I didn't recognize, but nonetheless, it was a lot of fun, and I think that the people out there in America that don't like homosexuals, they've got a distinct hatred.
Those are people who don't like fun. That's who those people are.
You know what? Maybe their fun's baling hay or whatever, going mud bogging. I don't know what their brand of fun is. I'm sure they have going fishing. That's their kind of fun.
I'm going to go shoot me a possum.
Now, everybody has their own brand of fun, but I just think that people that hate homosexuals don't know them.
I wonder what kind of fun they do have in Delaware, where some of those homophobes are at.
Why do you say Delaware?
Just isn't that where Paul is from? Who calls in?
Oh, I guess we haven't heard from him for a while, so kind of slipped my mind. But I feel like the people that hate gays don't know them. I feel like the people that hate blacks don't know very many of them.
Right, exactly.
And they don't want to get to know them because they're so close-minded towards these people. They are so virulently against these people. It's amazing to me. Get to know one of them and then see what you think.
I would say without getting to know, I would say they hate these people without getting to know them just on principle.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think about the fact that there are no principles involved in why they hate these people.
No, it's just a principle of being an asshole.
Yeah, pretty much.
Principle of being ignorant and seeing somebody who's different from you. It's seeing somebody who maybe expresses himself in a slightly different manner. You know, they sashay instead of walk. To be fair to gay people, certainly not all of them are that way.
No, not at all.
If you were at this Pride Fest, you'd be able to absolutely pick out the flamers. And, of course, the butch dykes were there, of course, in their mullets. And so some of them are easy to spot. I'm not trying to be detrimental to them at all.
No, I know that. I know.
You can pick them out of a crowd. But some of these people, you'd never know. Unless, you know, just because they were at the Pride Fest means they're more likely to be gay. And there's plenty of tough guys, like real men,
yep,
that go to gyms and work out and play sports that are gay.
Yes, yes.
And you'd never know it.
When I was there 2 years ago, I saw somebody that I know that I didn't know she was gay, but she was there with her girlfriend, being very much involved in all of the, you know, Pride Fest style activities. And I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? And just talked to her. I didn't know she was gay. And then when I found out that day, it didn't matter.
And it didn't change your impression of
her. Not at all. I was just like, hey, how you doing?
I think
talk to her for a few minutes.
I think that's the most important thing. That if you meet somebody and you get to know them a little bit and you like them, As a friend or an acquaintance or whatever, you've got no problems with them.
Right. We worked next door to each other in the mall. That's how I knew her. She worked at the cookie store and I worked at the cell phone store.
Yeah, had a few conversations.
Exactly, across the alley.
Well, so you get to know somebody, and I'm talking about one of these people that hates gays.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you hate gays and you got to know one of them by accident, you got, maybe again, you worked next to one of them.
Exactly.
But you didn't know it. It was one of the gay people that was not obvious that they are gay, and there are a lot of people like that. And then you've worked with this person for 2 years. You've got a great relationship. You get along just fine. And then one day their boyfriend or girlfriend, depending if it's a man or a woman or whatever, comes and picks them up from work, or some sort of telltale sign is revealed that suggests that the person who you thought that you were good buddies with is actually gay.
No. Gay?
And then there are some people who will completely flip the switch off and totally go cold and not want to talk to that person anymore. They get angry at themselves for having interacted with this person in the first place. How could I? I didn't know that she was gay. I didn't know that he was gay. I'm so angry.
How could I have been so stupid?
It is really just it is just stupid. The idea that just finding out a little piece of information, you change your whole perspective on somebody. Same thing with being an atheist, for instance. You know,
oh, yeah.
I meet people all the time that go to church, I'm sure. And I, of course, never bring it up. I'm not here to spread atheism to people, so I never mention the fact that I'm an atheist. And I get along with people just fine. But there have been times when I've something has been revealed at some point, and then they go cold.
Right, exactly. When I first met you, I didn't know you were a misogynistic bastard, but...
Let's go to the phones. Matt in Tennessee. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
What's happening,
all right,
Matt?
How you doing, Matt?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I'm just listening to you, and, I don't know, I think that, I don't know, you come across a little bit antagonistic because, you know, it's not... The people, in my case, I know I don't hate people. I may dislike what they do,
mm-hmm.
but I don't hate them. As a matter of fact, based on moral conviction and faith, I would like to see them get released from their bondage, being engaged in whatever lifestyle. But that's not really...
Huh?
What
do you mean by bondage? Released from...
What I believe he's trying to say is that people who are gay, in his... belief and moral structure, people who are gay may be there because whether it's pressure or anything like that, but they don't like what they're doing. They even though and that
well, they could like it. I'm not saying they couldn't like it.
I
but,
see.
You're saying that you want to convert them.
It's a well, that would be best for them based on my
Why?
System of belief. Well, because
are
I
are they
going
to go to hell?
Now, he did just say, hold on, Ian, he did just say that would be best for them based on his system of belief.
I understand.
So he was stating it as his own opinion. So
it's really based in compassion, but, you know, I didn't really want to get down that road because it's clearly been elucidated by me.
You don't want to go down.
I stand on that position, but you did say something I was interested in, the whole libertarian concept.
Yes, sir.
I do not believe in witch hunts. I believe in private property rights and even domicile rights. And what you do in your house is your business.
I happen to agree 100%. Matt, great call. We're glad you're out there. And give us a call again sometime, man. Thank you. 1-800-259-9231. Who could disagree with that?
I can't.
Just leave people alone. There are some people that don't think that way, that don't want to leave other people alone, that don't want to let them live their lives.
I do have one criticism of Pride Fest when we come back.
All right, coming back, more Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
The Saturday night edition. We're here live.
Yes, we are.
Until 10 o'clock Eastern time. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system where you'll find thousands of posts. Over 15,000 posts there. And also, we've got hundreds of users interacting. And it's all free. It's the Free Talk Live digital playground. The bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. We've been talking about Pride Fest today. It's something that happened in the Tampa Bay area. I'm sure it happens around the country as well. I believe they kind of take it around. They travel with the Pride Fest. And
I think so, yeah.
They go to different metros and set it up. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, if you're not a total homophobe, if you've never experienced kind of, I guess, the gay and lesbian lifestyle, if you will. I don't know how else to describe it.
Right.
An event, a gay and lesbian event. If you've never experienced it, you owe it to yourself to go and check one out.
Yeah, exactly. I used to be the nighttime shift manager at a bowling alley here in the area, and on Monday nights we had a gay and lesbian bowling league that came in. Mm. And so it was a lot of fun because they'd be drinking and having a good time and coming up and talking to me, and
right,
they'd have music playing and people'd be dancing. It was just great.
They know how to have a good time. There's no doubt about that. Now, you said you had a critique, though, about Pride Fest.
I do have a critique about Pride Fest or any gay and lesbian-oriented large-scale event, specifically gay and lesbian-oriented ones. And the only reason I say specifically gay and lesbian-oriented ones is because they're the only group that seems to do this.
And?
It's great that people are having an organization. It's great people are proud of themselves. It's great that all these people are coming together and having a good time and celebrating their lives.
Right.
However, I don't think that it's necessary, whether you're heterosexual or homosexual, to have a big celebration based entirely around who it is you like to sleep with. You know, that's one thing I don't like about a lot of things in the gay and lesbian community is, I have sex with men, look at me. Look at me, I have sex with men.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not up and jumping up and down going, I have sex with women, I have sex with women. Hey, look at me, I have sex with women. You know, because I normally don't get to. But that's, aside from that, it's just, you know, my choice is to be heterosexual.
Would you level that same critique at, like, a
And I'm sorry, I did not mean my choice. It's just, I am heterosexual, they are homosexual.
No, I understand. But would you level that same critique at, like, a black fest or an African-American fest or something
See, I have no problem with people having...
They're celebrating their culture. I mean, their culture is defined by the fact that, I mean, the thing that brings all those people in that area, that arena today, together is the fact that they are either gay or gay friendly.
Okay.
And so, therefore, that means they...
Well, see, I don't like this concept of gay friendly or homophobic or anything like that, mm-hmm. just because I don't think that what you would do, because sex is very much a private matter, because it's not something, you know, you can't help but be black on the street corner if you're walking down the street.
Right.
You know, you can very much help being openly gay on a street corner if you're walking down the street. You're openly heterosexual.
Okay.
You know, you're not stopped at a traffic light waiting to cross the street, so you just decide to start having sex with someone.
No, obviously not.
So, I mean, that's just one of those things that...
But they're not having sex at the Pride Fest.
No, I understand that, but see, here's the thing. It's just one of those things that isn't anyone's business but your own. You know, I don't understand. I guess I'm just, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like the,
You're, of course, jumping to conclusions in that not everyone that goes to Pride Fest is gay, and so therefore
right.
you can't make an assumption that everyone there is there to celebrate their sexuality.
No, I know that. I guess I'm just not big into festivals of sexual orientation. I don't know. I guess I'm just not big into the, regardless of whether you're gay or straight or gay-friendly or whatever, just
I don't know.
In any way where it's just like,
okay.
Sex. This is the reason for why
it's
we're here.
Like they but it's not like they're playing porn videos on.
No, no, I'm not saying
yes,
that.
Yes, there's lube. There's a lube company that sponsors the place.
Of course there is. I'm not saying that it's a sex party at all. I'm not saying it's an active sexual intercourse going on at this
thing. I know that. I'm not suggesting that you were saying that. I'm just pointing out that it's not a focused, per se, on sex. It's just more focused on their culture, which they find...
Okay, I guess here's what it is. I guess my problem is having a culture based around who you sleep with. That's what it is. Because heterosexuality or homosexuality doesn't matter. It does not matter at all. I guess I don't understand having a pride fest about... or specifically having pride in what your sexual orientation is.
Very good. Well, maybe Keith has some comments. Keith from Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Nice to talk with you guys.
Good to have you, Keith.
I don't think I'm a homophobe. I've got gay friends. I'm 49 years old, and anybody who hasn't met a gay person by 49 is living in the wrong neighborhood. But I also have a 19-year-old son and a 13-year-old daughter. Now,
right.
This is where I think it gets a little dicey. You touched on it a minute ago. Gay people have a tendency to want to tell you they're gay.
I've known plenty of gay people where it's obvious.
To me, it's obvious. To you, it's obvious. A lot of people is, but that's where the pride comes.
Not one, Keith, of the gay people that I've ever met has told me, hey, by the way, I'm gay. I have sex with other men.
Yes, they have.
No.
Absolutely, they have. Not maybe in English, but in mannerisms and talk, in holding of the partner or hands. It's kind of obvious.
Okay, Keith,
now
you're married.
When you combine this, I don't know if Keith can hear us.
Hello,
yeah, Keith.
Let me ask you a question. A couple questions. You're married, right?
Absolutely.
When you and your wife go out to dinner, or you and your wife go out to a movie, or you go to a concert, or you do anything together, maybe you're walking through the mall, do you ever hold her hand? Do you ever give her a kiss?
I don't even go out with her. What are you talking about?
I'm married, man.
Okay,
you were dating.
Okay, well, let's say every once in a while, you have to escape your children. So when you two decide to escape your children at the same time, have you ever kissed your wife in a public place?
Probably years ago, sure.
Okay. Have you?
Absolutely.
Have you ever openly addressed her as your wife in public?
Occasionally.
Now, so are you flaunting your sexuality in front of these people by doing so?
No, I don't believe so.
But if a gay guy is out with his boyfriend, and let's say he gives his boyfriend a kiss on the cheek, does that mean he's flaunting it? Like, I'm the gayest thing walking.
I'm flaunting it, but what I would say when I bring my children into it, I believe from watching the little parties and things like that. Now, you know, girls sit around and kiss each other in front of the 14-year-old boys nowadays.
Really?
And act gay in front of. Oh, I've watched it.
Man, that's kind of hot.
Guys, it's hot, exactly.
Right.
But to these girls, what are they doing it for? Where did they get this notion from? Could it be that we're putting way too much of this out into the media?
What's wrong with girls kissing girls? That's what I want to know.
Again, as men, nothing. But when I take it back to my children, I don't want my daughter to have that option. I don't want her doing that at a party. God, I about died when I saw that.
Girls can't get her pregnant.
Well, okay, here's a question.
That's true.
Let's say your daughter turned out... I don't know your daughter. I don't
know
anything about her.
Probably by now. The gay people I knew were gay and had miserable times growing up because they were gay. They knew it at an early age.
Okay, I'm just saying...
So I think I probably have a... She's gone through the puberty part. I'd have a general idea by now, I think.
Oh, sure. I'm sure you would have a general idea. That's why I said I don't know your family. I don't know your daughter. But if your daughter had turned out to be gay, would you have been okay with that?
Absolutely, I'd have no... Absolutely, because I believe you were born that way.
Okay. Really?
And I also believe at 13, you'll experiment. And if it's legitimate to experiment, you could end up in a relationship you're not suited for.
Well, one thing's for sure, if it's 13, you ain't going to last. I mean, the relationship is not going to go beyond three months. So, Keith, good call, man. We're glad you're out there. Thanks for listening,
right,
dude. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. All things gay this hour. If you got a comment, this is your show. Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I have experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com where you'll find our archive section. We go back 6 days right there on the front page of the website. So if you missed a moment of the show this week, you can grab it up for free right there at freetalklive.com.
That's right.
And the archives now go way, way, way farther back than 6 days, thanks to the good folks over at downloadradio.org who've been archiving the show all the way since March 1st.
Yeah, March 1st. That's already over 2 months of archived Free Talk Live.
For free.
For free.
No membership fee. Just go to freetalklive.com and check it out. All right, so we're talking about what I did today, which was go to the Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest here on the Tampa Bay area of Florida. It was a huge success, great event, a lot of nice people out there, very friendly. I mean, I've never met an angry gay man.
I have.
There must be something.
I have. I used to do a radio show with one.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it was bad.
Was it Mike?
Mike?
I don't know. You used to do a show with anyway.
Okay,
on.
No, I used to do a radio show. Johnson and I used to do a net show mm-hmm. with a guy named Brad. Brad was an angry gay man.
Really?
Well, Brad still is an angry gay man. I just don't spend much time with him any longer.
Was he angry over the fact that he's persecuted as a gay?
No. He was just angry in general. It just all around.
So
just,
he'd be an angry straight man if he was a straight man.
Yeah, he was just an angry man. And he was also gay. And so I don't know what his deal was, but he was just loud and yelled a lot. And he was, sometimes though, when it got to discussions of him being gay, he was angrily gay. That was the best part about it, because somebody made some random comment in the chat room during the show one night that they didn't like gay guys. It's just like, I'm not really into the whole gay thing. They kind of creep me out. Brad lost his mind and started screaming and threatening to kill this person. And he's like, come on, you think you can take me? And then gave out his address and phone number on the air and just challenged the guy to come to his house and do something.
Wow. Did anything happen?
No.
Of course not.
No. Well, the guy was in, like, Pennsylvania.
Our last caller, Keith, expressed that he has gay friends and that he doesn't, he's got no problem, per se, with gay people, but he doesn't really care for the acts that they perform. And right. I know that that's one of the issues with a lot of people that don't like gays, is they don't like their sexual preferences. And so I wonder if the people that don't like gays also don't like people who are into, S&M, furries. I mean, are all those things against...
furries.
Are all of those against Jesus as well? Does it preach against S&M and furries in the Bible?
I don't know. I really don't
know. Does Jesus have a laundry list of various different sexual activities that he doesn't prefer?
No, specifically in the Bible, I think it only says things about, homosexuality and incest.
Hmm.
I don't even think it covers bestiality in the Bible.
Isn't the Bible for incest? In some parts?
In a way, what it is, the Bible is specifically, if incest is specifically mentioned in the Bible, it is against incest. If they specifically say, you should not have sex with your brother or sister or your mother or father. However, a couple of times during the history of mankind, if you use the Bible as the written history of man, the entire human race was founded on incest more than once.
Yeah.
More than once.
The first time would have been Adam and Eve, right?
Right, because they had children and there were no other people. There were no other people, so the only people their children had to reproduce with would be each other and maybe their parents.
Yeah.
And then God saw that things got a little twisted. I wonder why, with generations of rampant incest going on. So he killed everyone.
In the flood.
Killed everyone on the planet except for four people.
Noah and his wife,
and Noah's son and his wife. So those four people, three of them related.
Right. Not good.
Not good.
You'd think he would have learned his lesson. But
I mean, I guess technically Noah could reproduce with his son's wife and, Noah would be the only one who could have children.
Right.
I guess, it was just weird. No, they could both do it, but...
I don't want to go any further than this.
Yeah, once those children were born, they're all related. Right. I mean, there's nowhere to go from there.
But down, down, down.
Right, exactly.
And then there's the story about Lot, who was leaving the city or whatever, and I guess it was his wife that turned into a pillar of salt.
Yes.
If you look back. Well, the part of the story apparently that they don't tell is that after they escaped from the city, he's there with his two daughters, and God tells, I believe, and I'm not a biblical scholar, so if you want to call and correct me, 800-259-9231, but I believe God instructs them to have sex with their father.
I don't recall. It's been years since I've read the Bible, so... Right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there you go. So my question was, are you just against the gay lifestyle, or are you against everybody's lifestyle who does sex differently than you? That's my question for those of you who are anti-gay out there. Is it just gays, or do you also have a problem with people that have sex doggy style and all the other positions? There are certain states in the United States where you can't have sex outside of the missionary position.
Yeah, I know. We live in one.
Seriously?
Yes. We're going to jail.
I am a guilty, guilty man. Wow.
Yep.
Really?
Yep. And
now, they're very rarely enforced.
Right.
But they're there.
In Florida, you can only have sex in the missionary position only in your own home. Not in a hotel or anything like that. Only in your own home, which means if you're at your girlfriend's house...
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't live there. You technically can't have sex there. So you can only have sex with someone
Is it only in the man's home? Oh,
no.
Only
in your own home.
You can only be cohabitating and probably only married as well.
You're not allowed to... Technically, it's illegal to cohabitate in Florida. So really, in Florida, it's illegal to have sex except for missionary position with someone you're married to.
That is so archaic.
Yep.
We are so puritanical in this country, and it needs to stop. Well, that's another thing we'll touch on coming up is Puritanism versus...
versus, I guess, open-mindedness?
Logic?
Yeah, we're going to come back with that. And more, we got a story about some crazy woman who was speaking at a school and started getting into some areas, well, she wasn't supposed to be getting into. That's on the way. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free healthy coffees or teas for New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in about anything. We've been talking about things, I guess, sexually related this hour, so you can always, of course, bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. But, Torgo, where are we going to go next?
We're going to Bozeman, Montana. That's where we're going.
All right.
There is an irate father demanding that Bozeman High School present students with a rebuttal to what he calls extremely biased religious dogma that was delivered by an assembly speaker who was there to warn teens against the dangers of drugs and drinking and also went into the realm of premarital sex.
Hmm.
What happened is a speaker by the name of Tina Marie Holowinski, and she is a full-time speaker with an organization called True Lies. She defended her talk as full of hardcore facts. That's what she said she was giving. Now, she denies, and I'll get to what she covered here in a moment, she denies that she interjected any of her religious beliefs in the talk, and she added that she'd been flooded with email messages from grateful teens here at the school.
Sure she has.
Yeah, now what happened was the principal had hired her to give a talk about what most school officials are concerned about every spring with prom and graduation coming up. You know, don't drink and drive, don't do drugs. That was what her talk was supposed to be. But she went beyond what they were expecting to present her own views about abstinence.
Mm.
The superintendent says, yes, she went a bit off message.
Yes.
That was the way he described it. The father demands that the school give equal time to rebut the misinformation that his son heard. And the misinformation he heard was that that condoms lead to cancer.
Huh?
That birth control pills are only 20% effective.
What?
That sexually transmitted diseases are spread by skin contact alone. That third trimester fetuses can be legally aborted. Let's see.
Oh
that
God.
Video games lead to homicide.
What?
That human papillomavirus can be transferred through condoms. And that teens can achieve second virginity through abstinence. These were the messages that she was spreading at this school.
Wow.
Yeah. She was delivering it as fact. She said, these are hard proven facts.
That second virginity thing is definitely that's sort of a religious thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's entirely your own view on that. There's no means of just, I don't know how you can erase sex. I won't have sex anymore, so that first time never really happened.
Yeah, cancel it out.
I've traveled through time through my abstinence and undone the path.
Crazy. Oh, wait, what was the first claim? Because the first one was...
Condoms lead to cancer.
What? How?
Oh, man.
Please, I can't even fathom that one. Like, what could possibly be the thought process there? What could she... Well, if you asked this woman to back that one up, what could she possibly say?
She says it's true that
the
there...
The latex? Is it cancer-causing?
Here's what she says. She says it's true that there are cancer-causing agents in latex condoms.
Well, maybe if you ate them or something, or injected yourself with some latex, maybe that would be a problem.
Maybe if you drank gallons of condom lubricant. Maybe. Let's see. She's also claiming that 80% of teenage girls who seek abortions are already on birth control pills.
80%. Oh, because to back up her claim about the 20% of birth control pills.
Saying that birth control pills are only 20%
effective.
Right.
You know, birth controls are only 20% effective when you don't take them.
Right, exactly. When
if you skip a day.
When taken, according to the instructions, birth control pills are over 99% effective.
Yes, indeed. And it's, actually, what is more effective than that is, of course, vasectomies. I'm surprised you didn't just advocate that. All right, kids. When you turn 18, go out and get yourself snipped. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and it is Free Talk Live. We're coming back with hour number two on the way. We got some more sex issues, but if that disturbs you, bring something else up. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control.